Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechta Zevachim, Perik Dalet, Mishnah Aleph. One of the main avodos is Zrika, throwing or placing the blood on the Mizbeach. How many times do you have to put the blood on the Mizbeach? We'll learn about that later. If you say Ezel Mekayman every morning, so Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach, we get to that Perik, hopefully we'll understand it in a much better way. But I'm sure you remember, the where you put the blood varies from one carbon to the other, and how many times you put the blood on the Mizbeach also varies from one carbon to the other. Certain karbanos, the blood, is processed inside the Hechel, or even inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. A karban chatas has to have its blood put on the outside of the Mizbeach, on all four corners of the Mizbeach, like four horns that are on each corner of the Mizbeach. The Kohen goes up the ramp, and he goes from corner to corner. A karban oil, let's say, is shtei matonos shehein arba. He applies the dam on the two opposite sides, two diagonal sides, by spritzing it on the corner. So a little bit goes on one wall coming to the corner, a little bit on the other wall. So by doing the two opposite sides, you have the blood on all four walls. That's shtei matonos shehein arba. Karban shlamim, a karban asham, are also shtei matonos shehein arba. A karban taida, which is a thank you karban, are shtei matonos shehein arba. Karban shlamim is shtei matonos shehein arba. And then you have some karbanos that apply only one application on the mizbeach. That's a bchar, karban meiser, and karban pesach. Now let's see our Mishnah. Zakta Mishnah, perig dalet, Mishnah aleph, beis shami oimrim, the beis shami say, kol ani tanin al mizbeach hachitzayin, with all the karbanos whose blood has to be put on the outside mizbeach. She'im nesana matana achas, if the kain l'maisa only put the dam on the mizbeach once, kiper. L'maisa the bailam have their kapara, but a bechatas, in the case of a karban chatas, whereas explained, you have to put it on all four corners, so be the evit for the bailam to have their kapara, shtei matanis, you have to put it on at least twice. For the bailam to have their kapara, if you're not going to have the l'chatchiladik of four corners, you have to have at least two applications of dam. As I held to Beis Shammai. Ubes Hillel, the Beis Hillel say, no, the same is true for a karban chatas. Av chatas, even in the case of the karban chatas, that's supposed to have four. But shenasana matana achas, if it was only put on once, kiper, then the kapara works. And the Bartanur shows how the Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai differ as to how to dash in the psukim. Now, let's get back to what so much of Masechta Zevachim talks about, and that's the inyan of pigul. Again, what's pigul? If during the processing of one of the dalet avodas, the kohen thinks that he's going to eat the basar or be makter the emrim after the time period, and then someone goes ahead and eats this meat, he would be chayiv karz. Zok de mishnah lefikach, because this is the halacha, that even with one application of dam on the mizbeach, there's a kapara b'di'eved, according to the Beis Hillel, even by a chatas. And according to the Beis Shammai, by the chatas, just with two. So what is the din? Im nasan es rashayna kitikna. The kayin first put the dam with the right intention, the way it's supposed to be. But when it came to put the second dam on the mizbeach, ves hashniya, suddenly he begins to think, chutz lezman, he's going to use it past its time. Again, either eat its meat or burn the emrim past the time. The din is kiper. The kapara clicks into place. The carbon is not pigel because the carbon became kosher as soon as he made the first application of dam. At that time, the meat and the emrim are ready mutter. I, by the second application of dam, suddenly has this machshava of pigel, but it's too late. It's already a carbon. On the other hand, says the Mishnah Vayter, Nasa Nasar Hashayin Achus Lezmana, if he made the first application of dam, if he put the dam to start with, on the Mizbeach, thinking he's going to eat the meat or be makter the Emrim after the time period, Lesashni Achus Lemakayma, he didn't do much better with the second one. The second one, he's thinking he's going to eat the meat or be makter the emrim outside of its place. But pigel b'chayav and alav karas, I'm not even looking at what he did the second time. This carbon is already pigul, and if someone eats the meat, he's chayiv karis. Wait, didn't we learn before that it's only pigul if the only problem was chutz l'zmanai? But if he added chutz l'makaymai to it, it doesn't become pigul? No, that's only before the carbon becomes kosher. If before the carbon becomes kosher, he also added a chutz l'makaymai, so it's not a good carbon. The pigul doesn't go into effect. But in this case, by the time he had the machshava of chutz l'makaymai, it was already a kosher carbon. And memela, the pigul does stay in effect. So when he puts the first application of dam thinking chutz l'zmanai, it's already pigul, and the carbon is already kosher. When he puts the second dam, he thought chutz l'makaymai, that's too late to save it from pigul, so to speak. It's already considered a carbon that was processed properly, and memela v'chayavan alav karis. Should someone eat the meat of this pigul carbon, he would be chayiv karis. Now, according to the Beis Shammai, this halacha would apply in regard to a karm chatas only after he put two applications of dam. In other words, according to the Beis Hillel, even by a chatas, once he put the dam on the mizbeach even once, it's finished. Whatever he does afterwards is not going to change anything. According to the Beis Shammai, who say that the minimum for a karm chatas is two, so this halacha would only apply after he puts two applications on the mizbeach. When he puts the dam on twice by the karm chatas, only then would we say, according to the Beis Shammai, that if by the third he has a machshava of chutz l'zmanai, it's too late. The carbon is already good. Or if by the third he thinks chutz l'makaymai, when during the first two he thought chutz l'zmanai, it's going to be pigul. Okay, so quickly, what did we learn in our Mishnah? We learned that even though each carbon has a different halacha where you put the dam, some on the inside mizbeach, some on the outside mizbeach, and on the outside mizbeach, by karbon chatas, you have to put it in all four corners. By most karbon, it's shtei matonah shein arba, and by some, it's only once. But b'di'evid, once he puts on the first dam, the karbon is already good. The bailam have a kapara. According to the Beis Shammai, with the karbon chatas, you need at least two out of the four. Mimela, because, let's say, according to the Beis Hillel, once he puts on the first dam, the karbon is technically already a good karbon. So should he put the first dam thinking everything okay, and by the second application of dam he thinks chutz l'zmanai, it's too late to make it pigul. It's already after the carbon is kosher. Or for that matter, if the first time he thinks chutz l'zmanai, it's already pigul, even if by the second application of dam he's going to think chutz l'makaymai, it's too late to save it. It's too late to say, well, it's not pigul because there was another problem of chutz l'makaymai. That chutz l'makaymai came only after the carbon was kosher, and therefore it's too late. The carbon would be pigul, and the person who eats the meat would be chayiv karis.